Les Capet turns 60 this year. He's a public relations consultant and a journalist, formerly with the Wall Street Journal, and he's been camping this week near Palm Springs, California. From his round wire-rimmed glasses to his white, comfortable tennis shoes, he might strike some observers as a model middle-aged professional biding his time until retirement, relaxing fireside next to his tent in his red Toyota pickup. But Les Capet is not vacationing. He's part of the 6.1% of adult Americans who are unemployed and among the growing numbers of Americans who are living below the poverty line. Mr. Capet has been living out of his truck, moving from campground to campground for the past 15 months. He wrote about his situation in USA Today this week, a dispatch from an economy gone sour. Les Capet joins us on the line from Palm Springs, California. Mr. Capet, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Let me just put it this bluntly. What happened beginning 15 months ago that started this slide for you?
Well, I was doing public relations consulting and freelance writing, and my background is as a journalist on newspapers. And my PR and writing business just tanked after 9/11. And I put everything in storage and decided to live out of my truck and out of a tent for the summer. And then the economy didn't come back. And then it just all evaporated. So what I...
Now that's your cell phone.
You want me to turn it off?
Well, but Mr. Capet?
Yeah.
I've got to ask you a question that I think as people hear it, they'll say if this man is on the outs and he's unemployed and not living at a regular address, what's he doing with a cell phone?
Oh, well, that's the one thing I need in order to try to get work. Mm-hmm. And I use it to contact people about jobs and in connection with work that I'm doing, mm-hmm. the little work that I have.
What's your life like on a day-to-day basis? I mean, when you wake up in the morning, where is it commonly, and what do you do? How do you get breakfast? How do you bathe?
I have a tent and a sleeping bag, and I usually stay in state parks or federal campgrounds or county campgrounds. And some of them have showers, so I can shower there, and I have a propane stove, and I cook on that. And then during the day, I go to libraries to use the computers to surf the Internet looking for jobs on different job sites, applying for jobs, and then I stay in touch with contacts I have for PR consulting and writing work by email. And I sit around in fast food places a lot just as a place to be